Hold on to your handlebars, bike boy. Sign up now for the second annual Tour de Pence Bike Rally, Saturday, August 7th. Brought to you by Cliffs Resort on Possum Kingdom Lake, Wheels in Motion, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Shut up. I want some goofing around so damn much.
I want some dessert.
Do they have cheesecake here?
I'd like to have a piece of cheesecake.
We're on the radio.
Who cares?
It's Friday.
Kevin Scott will be at Chaps Hamburger Cafe in Grand Prairie this Monday from 11:30 a.m. until 1:30. You'll find that at 360 at Carrier Parkway out in Grand Prairie. Come out and try to win one of the 11 keys that could start a brand new Dodge Ram 1500. He'll have a couple of very foxy ticket chicks out there with him. So go see Kevin Scott at Chaps Hamburger Cafe
in Grand
Prairie.
Don't forget that alluring copy point.
Read that alluring copy point.
Register to win ticket t-shirts.
Great.
What a give up.
Kick it.
No
kidding. Copy point.
Why don't we have good stuff to give away?
By the way, that's got my seal of approval of hamburgers.
Oh, really?
It's one of the top 10 hamburgers in the Metroplex.
That's the hammer.
Well, it is time now for us to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Tomorrow, Tim McGraw.
Yep. Tug's kid.
Right, Tug McGraw's kid. Also, tonight, Rod Stewart. Cobra.
Snape.
George had dinner with him the other night.
No, he saw him at a restaurant.
No, I think
they had dinner together. Right, Greg.
They had dinner together?
Yeah.
That's what you think?
Yeah, I think they did.
Is that what George says?
Did George have to get his stomach pumped afterwards?
No, it was a good restaurant.
Also, George Benson this Sunday, the well-known jazz guitar player.
I think George played golf with him.
No, he didn't.
I think he did.
See, George grows a mustache and then has dinner with Rod Stewart.
And plays golf with George Benson.
A little gay. I think George is coming out of the closet.
214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets for tickets to those great shows and any and all other events. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who has single-handedly redefined the small of the back. Here is Cobra.
Thank you, Michael.
Hello, Cobra.
Let's start with some rumor and innuendo.
Okay.
It seems that many are saying that Lance Armstrong has made the ultimate stupid move by getting engaged to Sheryl Crow.
What's wrong with that?
She's pretty hot.
Well, let's start with the fact that she ain't that great. Can we start there?
Can we also start with the fact that he is the number one celebrity in all of Europe?
And can we throw in the fact that that is one of the most serious cases of horse face working?
You know, she does have horse face.
Can we also,
she's still got a great body.
Can we also throw in that he is 32, she is 42, and that when he turns 40, she'll be 80?
He's right. Do the math.
What if he loves her?
There is no way that he loves...
Greedy bitch.
Mike!
What if he loves her?
She's a simple musician who writes songs about sun.
But she's got... I don't care what you guys say. She is hot. Sheryl Crow is hot.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
She smells like cigarettes, Greg.
No, she doesn't.
I'll bet she does.
No, she doesn't smoke.
I'll bet she does, too.
And she reeks of the head of the mule.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
You know, I've got to admit, she does kind of have a little bit of a horse face. She really does. But...
And I'll bet if you look close, you can find a number of other afflictions of the animal kingdom there as well.
But when you start going down from that neck, she's got a great body.
Not really.
Yes, she does.
Look out for the sagger and the moose nipple.
And even if she does, look out that window and tell me what you see. You can find that without the horse face out there in this world.
Lance Armstrong.
Look at
what Tiger Woods landed.
You know what? He ain't no prize himself.
Hello?
He ain't no prize himself.
Grego, you're the one who says, I mean, money gets anything, right?
She's got as much money as he does.
No, she doesn't.
I bet she does.
There is no way.
I bet she does.
Grego, he makes like $60 million a year in endorsements. She doesn't. I bet she's worth about $10
million. She's got a lot of money.
Well, she has enough to take care of herself, yeah, obviously, but does he need to be getting engaged to her? She is 60.
Once again, maybe he loves her.
I doubt it.
Stop it with that.
He won't for long, that's for damn sure.
Why?
It just doesn't seem like the type of guy that...
Well, rumors...
I agree with you. I mean, the guy's got the world by the ass right now. I mean, why not go out and nail off... nail as much as he can get?
Ass.
Yeah. Get as much ass as he can.
Anna Nicole Smith...
who is absolutely red hot these days...
has posed nude...
I'm interested. Totally...
Yes.
Totally
she's
no
done that
doubt.
Before.
She's showing cleave and,
Beave?
Mark that. I don't know why, but...
I was actually going to ask our guest. Joining us now is Tom Grieve. And, Tom, not only is Anna Nicole showing the upper half, her cleave, I think down below...
Giant beaver.
Right. That's what you're calling it. But she is saying that...
Love Beaver.
She's posing nude because she wants to stop all the rumors that she got the thumb stomach surgery. She said she lost it the old-fashioned way with hard work.
They all say.
Just to prove that her new slim figure is thanks to the diet supplement Trim Spa.
And where will this nudity be displayed?
Well, it says, I've never heard of this, Fashion Week.
They get naked in Fashion Week?
I guess. It says they asked her to recreate the famous Marilyn Monroe pose for the centerfold.
You want to kiss me?
No.
Well, who's not interested in seeing her naked?
Says one of the photographers.
Well, who hadn't already?
Everybody
I know.
I mean, she's been naked before.
One of the photographers says, I was there and can 100% vouch that she has no scars.
Hey, Punker Poo.
Didn't she get a boob job, though? Aren't there
years
scars
ago.
There?
Long time
years
ago.
Years
ago. Okay. All right. A young boy was hurt at Neverland Ranch.
I recommend that Hammer poses nude so he can prove that he lost weight the old-fashioned way.
Would you do that for the next
Guy's Guide?
Guy's Guide?
If I had a bigger wiener, I would, yeah. There's no question.
Will you just wear a cod piece?
Right. Wear Kevin's Batman cod piece.
And maybe just your Captain America hat?
Yeah, I'll do that.
With the wings?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. A 15-year-old boy was injured in an ATV accident at Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch Thursday afternoon. Who is letting their 15-year-old boy go hang out with Michael Jackson?
The line starts at this door and goes all the way to downtown Dallas.
What do you mean? Who?
I mean exactly what I'm saying.
Is it like an amusement park open for business?
No. He invites boys. He invites young boys.
There are a number of parents, most of them poor, most of them from poor families.
Thinking they're going to what? Get a piece of his action?
They're going to get a piece of his action, all right.
Hoping that he'll diddle and they can sue him?
Right.
Are people that sick?
So he's just a poor boy from a poor family. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mike. That's...
You see, Mike, one day...
You'll die.
You will.
And there I'll be at the back of your funeral, laughing, drunk, smoking. My giant Robert De Niro cigar from Cape Fear.
Dressed as the Incredible Hulk.
Yes. Making a mockery out of your life. And there's nothing you can do to stop me.
And
except
in my casket, I will be hearing this, huh?
That's right.
That is if you outlive him, Corby.
True. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna have someone make me like a battery operated pterodactyl with my face on it that just flies all over your funeral. Just cruising around, just swooping
okay,
through.
Fine, do it. Do it.
And a mechanical dolphin.
Fine, do it.
Uh-oh.
hip-hop star and entrepreneur Sean P. Diddy Combs has purchased a 21-room Bergen County mansion for more than $10 million. Now,
Puff Daddy.
Sean P. Diddy
Puff
Combs.
Daddy.
I don't I've heard of that.
I have, too.
Daddy.
Have you, Danny?
DMC.
No.
Beastie Boys.
Maybe Eminem can help us.
Stop it. Okay, stop it, Psych. Okay,
switch
over.
No, Norm. No.
Puff Daddy. Rap.
No.
Master Ace.
No.
Jay-Z.
No, Mike.
Listen to me.
Daddy Kane.
Puff Daddy.
Dr. Dre. All the N.W.A.
Ludacris.
KRS-One.
Snoop Dogg.
No, Norm.
Naughty by Nature. Nas,
Puff Daddy,
Sam.
No.
Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z.
Puff Daddy!
Oh!
Whoa!
Why didn't you just say so
all
in the beginning?
Oh, yeah, didn't say
it. That way we don't have to listen to all that.
I'm not on my game, dude.
Well, said Puff Daddy, I guess.
Puff Daddy!
Has bought a $10 million mansion, 21 rooms, 17,000 square feet in Alpine, New Jersey.
Did you read how much he's worth?
No.
$230 million.
Who? Which guy are you talking about?
Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy. Run DMC.
No, no, no.
Gucci Rap.
Run DMC.
Masta Ace.
Boys. No. Gucci Rap.
Okay, stop, stop. yeah, so... good for him. That was a good story, wasn't it? Ben Affleck, smart Ben Affleck, is single again. He was dating some real estate exec for 2 months.
He's trying to make a comeback through the political.
You know what? I heard him with Katie Couric saying that he may want to run for office someday.
He was on...
he's all over the Democratic convention.
He was there last night making an ass
out
of himself.
Boy, what a celebrity fest that thing is.
It was.
Well, you know what? If the Democrats or the Republicans are smart, that's what they'll do. They'll turn that thing into a celebrity fest.
Okay,
they
so
did.
Who's going to be in the Republican thing?
Luwanga Mbenga.
I don't even know if he's a celebrity, Mike.
See, there aren't a lot of celebrities that'll hang out with the Republicans. It's just all the big, giant CEOs and rich people.
Or it's going to be like your basketball team. It's going to be Leslie West.
Charlie Daniels.
Charlie Daniels.
No.
Who were the other ones?
Ricky Medlock.
Gary Rosington.
Ricky Medlock.
And Gary Rosington's triply bypassed heart.
Right. Ben Affleck says, it's difficult. I meet people, but I feel like I'm this walking nightmare. You get photographed me once at a baseball game, and the Inquirer will find out every little dirty thing that ever happened to your family's history. That would suck. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't trade places with a guy because he can knock out whoever he wants or whatever he wants. But that would be tough if you're a girl entering into that. I mean, this chick, there's some real estate chick. But you know what? Every girl would do it.
Oh, yeah.
Every single girl would do it. By the way, how long would it take you guys, let's just say that there was someone threatening your wife or your girlfriend or whatever. For 2 years, Michael Douglas knew that this stalker was threatening the life of Catherine Zeta-Jones, and he never told her. He tried to keep it from her. Would you tell her?
I think that's pretty smart.
You do?
Yeah, because why would you want to freak her out when you know that he was taking every precautionary measure there was to ensure her safety? So why worry
doing that?
So why
playing it that way?
I mean, why worry
you
her
wouldn't?
About it? And freak her out? You know how she'd freak out?
I guess so. You
and
know how women freak
just,
out? That was probably smart.
You know, he probably had bodyguards watching the bodyguards.
Is she pissed at him for not telling her?
No. I mean, it all worked out. This chick is going to jail.
So they arrested the dude?
God almighty, she's hot.
Woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Possible mustache.
Woman. You know, when I'm coming around, I used to think that she had possible mustache, but now I'm thinking that she's just a classic beauty. Like, she's really
a gorgeous
woman. I
think she's one of the hottest
woman.
Girls in the world.
See, beard, snake,
I wouldn't
water.
Care if she had a possible dingus.
Okay.
Really?
She's that good looking.
The hammer.
So just the threat of the penis doesn't scare
she's
you?
Beautiful.
No, not when she's
this
that good
fine.
Looking, no.
She's beautiful.
And the threat of the mustache is an ender for me.
What about the threat of the wiener? You're pretty much into that?
No, doesn't even get that far.
Mm-hmm. You think if they have a mustache, they may have a penis?
Could.
Stop saying penis.
Why?
Because.
It's an anatomical term.
We get in trouble for saying that.
No, you don't.
Say wiener.
Wiener's funny. Say penis.
Okay, Norm.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Fisher.
Did he get in trouble for that?
Norm?
Yeah.
Norm didn't get in trouble for anything.
Play
Norm.
That again.
Well, I can't say penis.
I think he was saying pianist.
By the way, where was Norm at today? Did you hear who filled in for him?
Kelly Milligan.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dude from ESPN.
Kelly Milligan?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kelly Milligan.
All right.
Give me a call.
Hey, he did a good job.
Better.
Load it up.
Yeah, he did a very nice job.
Load him up. Hit up. Let's talk baseball.
Amy Fisher is publishing an autobiography.
Who the hell wants to read about that slut?
Called If I Knew
Hammer.
Then. And by the way, not that bad.
Who?
Amy Fisher.
Well, no, she's not that bad.
She turns 30 in 2 weeks. She's now married and raising a young son in a Long Island community. She says, there were so many warning signs in my past. I'm hoping that by reflecting on and writing about my life, some of it very painful, I can stop others from getting into the same kind of trouble.
She's trying to make a few extra bucks.
Oh, no.
She's not trying to reflect on anything.
Fisher will earn an undisclosed cut from the book, but proceeds are also going to several organizations such as Million Mom March, Amnesty International Prison Projects.
Like they said, some proceeds, not all. In other words, she's going to line her pockets first, and then they're going to get, like, a, you know, check for $57.
And that's E! News.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Take care. I guess we got to get around to the Ricky Williams imbroglio next.